Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, here in my never-ending commitment to figure out how we can all be engaged in the business of working together for a healthier planet and inspire us to take action. I'd like to talk about the last of my three big ideas about what it's going to take to slow down climate change. I previously shared some thoughts about connection and compassion for the Earth, and now I'd like to share a few things about kindness to the Earth. Doesn't that just make sense anyway? Who wants to be called out for being mean to the planet or to other people? I, for one, do not. Now on to kindness. Do you ever really stop and think about what it means to be kind? I believe that showing up as kindness every day to other human beings really matters. It should be how we show up in the world every day anyway, even to the person who cuts you off on the road, or the sales clerk that asks annoyed by your question, or that person on the phone who is really hard to understand, and yes, even to that phone solicitor that you really want to be mean to, and that's a tough one. And proactive or intentional kindness to others is ever so important as well. Opening a door for someone, asking a cashier how their day is going, making eye contact with a homeless person and smiling, it all matters. But what about kindness to the Earth? What does that look like? Kindness to the Earth, of course, takes on many forms. It means that we have an awareness about our own personal impact on the Earth. How much water do you use? How do you waste it? How much trash do you throw in the landfill? How many paper towels do you use in a day? How many water bottles or disposable coffee cups do you go through in a week? Or how many light bulbs do you leave on in a room that you aren't even in? How about spraying your weeds with harsh and harmful chemicals that harm the earth, harm your pets, harm all the critters outside, including birds, and that certainly are not kind to your body either? If you are not aware or connected to the impact of each of these actions, chances are you can shore up on your kindness to the earth. These actions are not kind, and they all matter, and they all have an impact on the climate and climate reality. True kindness is being aware of what your impact is on the earth and all of its inhabitants. Here's to being kind. For more information on this topic and to become a part of our global mission of people doing the good thing, the right thing for ourselves, those we love, and the planet, visit MrsGreensWorld.com and join us.